Around 2 million Gazans are observing another holy month of Ramadan under siege for the 11th time in a row. Muslims around the world enjoy this holy month, while people in Gaza struggle to observe it under the inhumane conditions. People in the tiny coastal enclave have limited access to food and water, as well as fuel, and they are also denied the right to freedom of movement by both Israel and Egypt. Unemployment and poverty rates have skyrocketed, and poor people have been getting poorer year after year. Thousands of Gazan families can't afford to buy food to prepare their Ramadan iftar meals amid the dire economic situation.
We are having a very hard time to prepare the iftar meal to break our fast. My husband is dead and my sons are not working. We've been living on handouts to survive during this month. The siege and the closure of the crossings are suffocating us.
This month of Ramadan has been the toughest month in recent years. Everyone is complaining nowadays because things are really tough, and almost everyone here is struggling under these harsh conditions. This year has been the toughest year for me.
The impoverished territory has been under a decade-long siege imposed by Israel in tandem with Egypt, who keeps the Rafah crossing with Gaza sealed most of the time. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights has raised the alarm over the deteriorating humanitarian situation as the siege will enter its 11th year this month.
The illegal siege imposed by Israel on the Gaza Strip will very soon enter its 11th year, and that will further drag the humanitarian situation into a disastrous situation. The economy is in a very bad shape, while unemployment and poverty rates are rising rapidly.
According to UN reports, the majority of people living in the Gaza Strip are receiving some sort of aid to survive. Observers say that only the complete lifting of the siege can give Gazans the chance to have normal lives and observe the holy month of Ramadan like all Muslims around the world. The impoverished territory has been under a decade-long siege imposed by Israel. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV Gaza.